Hey, on the phone once again this morning, we have the privilege of chatting with Carl Faes. How are you, Carl?
Tee, I'm great, and it's great to be with you today.
Fantastic. Now, you've been making a lot of, shall we say, documentaries, some TV series, if you like, over the last few years. COVID certainly, well, kind of hampered what you could do, and I believe you've got a new series called Faith Runs Deep. Tell us about it.
It's a fabulous series, Fee, and we're really excited about it because we've spent the last 12 months, basically, driving around Australia in an iconic Holden Ute, collecting stories of faith, both from history and today, of the not just the influence of Jesus on this nation, which is true, on Australia, but just on people's lives and the way that shaped our community, our nation. So it's just been wonderful collecting these stories.
And how did you find the stories? Like, did you do a bit of research before you left, or did you just, you know, put the ute in gear, followed your nose, and let God lead you?
Yeah, the second option would have been nice, but it tends to be a little bit wasteful from a time perspective.
Yeah.
So we did quite a bit of research, reading a number of books by authors that we ended up interviewing, but authors like Stuart Piggin and Roy Williams, and we spoke with Paul Rowe, Hugh Chilton. We read Meredith Lake's book, even though she wasn't able to be on the series. So there's all these fabulous people. All of them have one thing in common. They've all got PhDs, and they're all actually got a couple of things in common. The other thing, they're very smart. So they unfold the histories around Australia, and we looked through their books, looked through that material, and narrowed it down to the people we wanted to talk to and the stories we wanted to follow.
So where did you go?
Well, we did all states except Western Australia and Northern Territory, because not because we didn't want to go there, but because they were closed because of COVID. So we drove the ute not too far into – we got as far north as Kingaroy, which is very close to where you guys are on the Sunshine Coast there. But we certainly went all the way down to Tasmania, went across on the Spirit of Tasmania into South Australia, got almost to the Western Australian border, up into regional New South Wales. So it covered a lot of the country. And we got some beautiful drone shots and scenery of the country, as well as these wonderful stories. And see, it feels very regional. Now, clearly a lot of the stories were done in places like Sydney and Melbourne, et cetera, and around Brisbane. But a lot of it shot in country areas in Queensland, New South Wales, down into South Australia and Tasmania. So it's got this very regional feel about it.
And I bet you've got a few favourites. Could you share just some little snippets with us?
Oh, how long have we got, Fee? Oh, look, there's just wonderful stories. You know, up your way in Kingaroy, we talked to Tim Kelly, who's a bull rider, and his story is just fantastic. And in the sense that he won the 1970s, he won the Calgary Stampede Saddlebrook World Championships, basically. You know, that's just under 23 is absolutely remarkable achievement. And then his story of coming to the personal faith. Peter Gibbs out here in Dubbo in New South Wales, his story of Artie Beetson, the great Indigenous footballer, inviting him to come and play for the Sydney Roosters, and he went down there and played with them, and then because of injury, it was a disappointment, came back to Dubbo, and then just his story of faith wrapped around it. And then here in Sydney, Tony Huang, who was in Cabramatta, who was selling drugs at 14, heroin at the railway station in Cabramatta, and part of the gangs, ends up coming to faith, helped by the Potter's House Church. He now runs the Potter's House Church, which is just near Cabramatta, and he tells his story. So these stories are just fantastic of today. And then you've got great stories from history, like John Flynn, who started the Royal Flying Doctor Service, and W.G. Spence, who started the Australian Workers' Union, through to Richard Johnson, who was the first chaplain that came out on the First Fleet. And while we tend to think of these stories as just a bit of history, they're actually just really moving, personal, deep stories of faith and influence. So I feel they're wonderful.
Fantastic. The series is called Faith Runs Deep, and it sounds like getting an insight into these stories, both historical and contemporary, shows just how Jesus has shaped the nation of Australia.
Yeah, and Philip, the other thing is, if you know, one of the things that we say in helping people understand what we're trying to achieve in this is that the whole notion that stories matter and stories are important. You know, when we get together with our friends and families like we did, you know, recently at Mother's Day, we don't talk philosophy. Well, most families don't. They tell stories. And those stories are not just entertainment. They're actually passing on values. They're passing on our history. And if I said to you, we won't do this, but if I said to you, what are the stories Australians are telling about the Christian church today of the last or in the last 20 years? And most of the stories that come to mind are not positive. And our news services across this nation have been covered full of stories where the church is seen in a bad light, and for good reason. What we need to do is to give Christians around Australia a new set of stories, and not just making stuff up, but reminding them of what the church has done and what Christians have done and the influence of Christians on this nation, not just as a kind of history political thing, but as a here's the difference the people of faith have made. Here is a new set of stories. Here's something to be proud of. Here's something to motivate you. Here's something to influence your community.
Fantastic. Carl Faes, the series Faith Runs Deep. Check it out now.
Thanks, Fee.